Ladies and gentlemen of the Bowsight Forum, I believe Ned Greer may have already spilled the beans a little bit, but just in case he didn't, I want you to know that you are now talking to a successful polar bear hunter. Between 10:30 and 11 o'clock this morning, I took my 8.5 to 9 foot polar bear, and it wasn't pretty. It was not a one arrow kill. And when I get back to civilization, I will go online and spill my guts. It was exciting. It was everything I hoped it would be. I've frostbitten my left hand because it was pretty cold out there. And I was just so caught up in the adrenaline of the moment that it took me a while to put my gloves back on. And I don't have any feeling in the end parts of all the fingers on my left hand right now, but as long as I keep the hand warm, I'm sure in a day or two everything will be back to normal. But I also meant to mention one thing I forgot to mention in the previous post is that last night the Northern Lights were really, really outstanding. And while I was standing there watching them, I saw this little dot going overhead. And I see it every night at the same time. It's a satellite. You can actually even see the satellites up here when they go overhead at night. But I'm just trying to remember some of the other snippets because I'm not going to talk about the actual kill of the bear right now. I'll do that when I get back to a computer and can do it in more detail. But I'd say it's pretty close to a 9-foot animal, and it took everything we had just to roll him over so that we could take some photographs. I mean, he is immense. His front forearm below the elbow was 24 inches in diameter, 24 inches in circumference, and the upper forearm of his front right leg was 33 inches around. My waist is 34. That's how big this bad boy was. We had to tie a rope on one paw, and I would grab the rope and pull, trying to roll him over as the guys were skinning him out. And when he fell over, I couldn't get out from underneath him quick enough. When he fell over on me, the other guys then had to literally pull the bear off of me because I couldn't move it off myself. They're estimating the live weight was probably around 1,000 pounds. I'd say all of that, maybe a little bit more, because I could bench press 300 and I couldn't even move this bad boy. But it's been a great day. I may have a little bit of libation hidden somewhere in my bow case, and if I can dig it out, needless to say, we're probably going to be in good spirits later tonight. So, it's been a great hunt, and like I said, I'll give you guys more of the scoop when I get back to a computer and can do a better detailed job, okay? Thanks, everybody, for following the forum. I'm sorry I haven't called the last couple days, but we didn't want to violate the spirit of the bear, and I'm a believer now. This is Jake signing off. I probably won't correspond tomorrow on the sat phone either, but if I can get to a computer, I'll give you some snippets as they come in. Talk to you later. Yeehaw!